Welcome to Machine Learning. I created a Listen Software Solutions Zoo, World Zoo, so that you could get the experience of going to a zoo and learning about different animals from around the world. Some of the animals include multiple pictures that were computer generated using OpenAI DALL-E. And you also have a safari guide. You can ask questions and about the animal's behavior. So you can find out about their communication, social behaviors, reproduction, territories, hunting patterns, and also the people local to that area if you desire to read about that. And it gives you kind of, the user gets the experience of reading about animals that may be found in the ocean or in tropical land masses or in jungles. And so it's, you don't get to interact with the live animal, but you get a lot of the information that you may not know about that particular animal and its behavior. And so I hope you enjoy World Zoo. And if you have an animal that you would like added to World Zoo, you can put that in by contacting me. And there's a link to contact me. And you can read about the World Zoo. And also, hopefully the next project will use Sephora. And Sephora is generative AI for 1-minute movies. And I want to build a dinosaur park using that. So stay tuned and for that particular level of entertainment. And I did listen to OpenAI CEO today, and he talked about how as these models get bigger, the models are getting better because of generalized intelligence, and I think that's interesting considering the idea of a universal computer. If you had a universal computer and with unlimited memory and resources, would it be able to absorb more general intelligence? And as that general intelligence increases, the number of tasks that could be assigned to that general intelligence should also increase. And so we'd see more integration with OpenAI and robotics, like Sanctuary AI, Optimus, Ameca, and Fringe. So the race to create powerful robots that can interact with humans is now starting to become a reality.